did you ever get a perfect attendance award in school? I know I did not. I don't even know if they gave an award for that when I was a kid, but my girls have always loved having perfect attendance. For every 9 weeks during the school year, if they didn't miss a day, they would get a certificate and a coupon for free ice cream or a free kids meal from somewhere. So especially during the elementary years, they do not want to be absent. As an adult, I don't like to be absent from anything. If there is something going on, I want to be there. I guess I have what the kids call FOMO, or fear of missing out. I want to be where the people are. So all of this sheltering in place and 6 feet apart mess is starting to take its toll on this extrovert. We had a neighborhood street hang recently where all of our neighbors in our little community sat outside at the end of their driveway and ate dinner. We were eating later, so I jumped on my oldest daughter's bike and drove by every house, stopping and saying hello and talking it up along the way. I like to be present and live in the moment, but there will be a day that I am absent, and on that day, I won't mind one bit. 2 Corinthians 5:7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well-pleased rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." Faith, not sight. My faith is confident that the very second I am absent from this body, I will be present with the Lord. When I think on that truth, I smile. Death reminds us of the finality of this life, this body. A few days ago, my husband had the honor of leading the funeral service for some of our dear friends whose son passed away recently. Our hearts break for their loss and the emptiness that comes when a loved one is with us no more. After several days of rain and clouds, this day was the most beautiful we had had in a while. I walked with my girls around the cemetery before the service began, and we read names and dates on the tombstones and talked a bit about life and death. As we did, this truth kept coming to my mind. To be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. And it gave me such peace. I know that I am saved by grace through faith in Jesus. The faith I walk by one day when I am marked absent from this body will be made sight as I look into the face of Jesus. That's the truth. Because of that truth, I can say, "O death, where is your sting? The grave has no victory over those whose faith is found in the Lord." I'm Lori Klein.